a first film, you typically want to take on a small cast, you know, 3, 4, 5 locations, short film. We were a 45-day shoot with 40-something cast members and numerous location changes. So it was a huge undertaking.
Hi, and welcome to The State of Shakespeare. I'm Jim Elliott.
And I'm Garrett Vandermeer.
And today we have Deborah Voorhees, the writer and director of Billy Shakespeare the Movie.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Deborah has a wide and varied career. She started as a journalist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. She has also written 7 screenplays, including Elizabeth Gaskell's Cranford. And as an instructor, she's taught British literature and journalism in New Mexico and Texas and acting for film at the Eastern New Mexico University. Thanks for joining us, Deborah.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here.
The longest time as a journalist, I was with the Dallas Morning News covering arts and entertainment. That's where I first fell in love with Shakespeare.
Oh, now you've just destroyed one of our questions. So your career is so fascinating. Where did your interest in Shakespeare begin?
It was when I was working at the newspapers, and I started covering arts and entertainment. I was most fascinated with the individual artist, and I started going to all kinds of theatrical plays and volunteering to go to anything Shakespeare, because the more I saw them, the more I fell in love with him. I just couldn't get enough of him, and so I ended up getting the huge folio of his and sitting down with it in my lap and reading every last thing he ever wrote. And it was about on play 3 that it started. It just got really exciting because all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I'm understanding, really understanding. I wasn't having to struggle as hard.
I have a question for you, Jim.
Yes.
Have you sat down with the folio or the complete works and read it cover to cover?
I confess that I have not.
I don't think, I'm sure I have not either. That's really impressive.
Yes. How long did it take you?
You know, it was surprisingly not as long as you would think. It was a few months to go through everything. One of the reasons I decided I wanted to sit down and do it is I became so fascinated with, I was an actress in the 80s, and I got to know Hollywood quite well. And, you know, it's crazy reasons for rejection and stuff. I couldn't help but read his works and just wonder how in the world would he have been accepted in today's Hollywood.
Well, that's a nice segue to Billy Shakespeare the Movie, which asks the question, what if Shakespeare were alive today? And how did you come to write Billy Shakespeare?
Well, it started out really as a few jokes to friends, and the next thing I know, I'm sitting down and I'm writing one scene after another and imagining him in Hollywood and what they would say to him.
Some of the themes running through Billy Shakespeare are all male casting, misogyny, homosexuality, Hollywood, of course, and the most interesting one to me was beards. Do you want to talk about the beards for a second?
Well, Shakespeare, you know, when he was trying to tell somebody that someone was a boy, you know, not to be taken seriously, you know, he called them blackbeards. And, you know, in today's society, when everybody is so extra sensitive about everything, I just thought it was added an extra layer of comedy to have the men who lacked beards to be upset over it.
Another one of the big themes going through is all male casting, and you attack it in the production of Macbeth. Was there any sort of personal experience that you encountered to have you tackle that theme?
Absolutely. The reason was because, of course, in Shakespeare's time, it was an all male cast. And my Shakespeare is fascinated and obsessed with that Renaissance period. And consequently, that's why he wanted to have an all male cast. Plus, it also added to the accusations of him being a misogynist after, you know, the Taming of the Shrew comes out and now an all male cast. It's looking pretty bad for our guy.
It is indeed. We're a program that deals with Shakespeare's language. Did you make any discoveries about his language while working on Billy Shakespeare? And what were some of the other challenges in filming it?
Yes, his language, as you noticed, I did pepper his language throughout. The thing that I find so brilliant about Shakespeare is how his language is so rich and can be taken in so many different ways, and how beautiful it was to take the old language, move it into a modern text. I mean, oh my gosh, for insults, he's just brilliant at the insults. So it was a rich, rich area to mine for comedy. A lot of the insults I used, they weren't met in a complete comedic sense. And of course, Shakespeare had some pretty dark humor.
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly he mixes high tragedy and comedy.
Absolutely.
And what were some of the challenges in filming Billy Shakespeare?
I would say absolutely everything. We were brand new at it. You know, everybody had a little bit of experience either in acting, but our actors were stage actors. I had some experience from Hollywood, but I hadn't directed before. My camera people were mostly very skilled and talented still photographers who had done some videography. But, you know, something just happened and it all just seemed to come together. We were supposed to have the sword fight for Macbeth, and I had it set up to have my swords there. And they didn't show. I sent somebody out, and within 20 minutes, I had the swords show up. The guy who needed to train our guys to learn how to use the swords, because neither of them had a clue. And so in 20 minutes, it was all choreographed and we shot. We had a small drop of blood come from our Jason, but we got the shot.
That is incredible.
Things like that happened over and over.
Well, that brings to mind another question. Was it challenging to get financing for an independent film with a Shakespeare theme?
Absolutely. We were extremely small budget. You know, most everybody was working for the love and the excitement of the project. But, you know, of course, we did have to have some money. Basically, we did all kinds of things. We had a Kickstarter campaign, and then we had several cocktail parties inviting people, and we had several individuals put some money in. But the whole thing was made for about $80,000, which is very, very little.
That is seriously little. How many of your actors had Shakespeare experience before shooting the film?
Jason Johnson.
Jason Johnson plays Billy Shakespeare.
Yes. But Catherine and Philip both had a little bit too. Philip is the one who played Wilma Hartford. Right. That's Philip David Collins.
Right.
And then Catherine Fuffis is the one who played our Anne Hathaway.
I know that Billy Shakespeare highlights The Taming of the Shrew, Macbeth, and Romeo and Juliet. You actually see scenes from those plays. Why did you choose those three plays to use in the film?
Well, Romeo and Juliet, I felt like the modern translation of what Romeo and Juliet might become was just too funny to pass up. And if you'll notice, I had several jokes in there, both sight and verbal.
Well, I believe Juliet's pregnant.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but she was wearing a wedding ring, too.
Oh, I did not notice that.
Yes. Yes. It's just my one of my little things I like to throw in there. So, and then Macbeth, I wanted the feeling of one of his big tragedies in there, and using, you know, men to play the role of the women, particularly Lady Macbeth. Catherine, or Anne Hathaway, the character in that, she is an actress herself and has a deep longing to play Lady Macbeth. And so I felt like it had to be, you know, kind of a role of a lifetime that she's losing to Wilma, right. You know, drag queen of less.
Right.
And she's worried, she's thinking that he's in love with her, too. So it just adds to the layers of drama for her.
And Taming of the Shrew?
Taming of the Shrew. How can you not love Taming of the Shrew? You know that if William Shakespeare was here today, putting that on, never been seen before, never done before, never heard of before, he would be labeled a misogynist. It was the perfect one for that plot point.
Absolutely. How many plays are quoted or mentioned in Billy Shakespeare? How many of Shakespeare's plays?
You know, I honestly don't think I missed one. It's possible, but it's pretty close to the full canon.
It might be a nice fun game to track it and have a checklist. you mentioned that Wilma is a transvestite, and we shouldn't end our conversation about Billy Shakespeare without talking about the sexuality that you pepper through the movie. So do you think Shakespeare was gay, straight, or bisexual?
You know, I think that it's very possible that he was either gay or bisexual. I think it's highly unlikely that he was straight. The first time I read through the sonnets, I read them out of order and without the understanding that, you know, so many were addressed to Mr. W.H. But when I went back and read them in order and with the knowledge of it was Mr. W.H., I find it very difficult to believe that the rationale that has been in the past is that Shakespeare, and during that time, men spoke more affectionately to other men
right.
than they do now. But that doesn't account for the number of poems, the sheer number of poems, or the words within the poem, such as, "O carve not with thy hours my love's fair brow, nor draw no lines with thy antique pen." That one you look at and you think, well, I don't know, maybe that's not too terribly bad. "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate." That's sounding fairly romantic. Then when Shakespeare is bemoaning that he was created for a woman's pleasure, "But since she pricked thee out for a woman's pleasure, mine be thy love, and thy loves use their treasure." But when we're speaking specifically of male and female parts there, and he's specifically saying that this is painful to him to think of him in bed with a woman, then we get into this jealousy. He's upset because he has his mistress, the woman that he's seen with in public. This is aside from Anne Hathaway. And the young lad that he's in love with takes this woman. So he's doubly injured, his either front woman, or he does say in the sonnet that he did love her dearly, but nowhere close to what he loved Mr. W.H. But then he forgives him and goes back to him. And when he talks about him, he is in pain and anguish in the way of a lover being separated from a love, not just a friend. And then he goes into this turmoil that the young man is now taking up with another poet. And then Shakespeare leaves and is traumatized by this, but he still comes back and forgives him. Well, if he's not in a physical relationship, what is there to forgive?
Interesting.
I think that's a very compelling idea.
It's fascinating. When you read the sonnets in order and you know who it is, it makes so much sense. It completely changes the meaning of everything.
It adds another layer, too, to the notion of Shakespeare's competitiveness with other poets.
Right. And he wanted his poems to be the one to honor this lad, to make him immortal. And of course, the lad isn't immortal because we don't even know who he is.
Exactly.
But Shakespeare's works are.
They are indeed. And you have immortalized many of them further in the Billy Shakespeare the movie.
Thank you.
Well, this was fascinating, Deborah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it so much. It's nice to be able to talk about the whole piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it is nice that you incorporate so much of Shakespeare's language and words and all of his plays, including the sonnets, into this interesting film.
Thank you.
Deborah, where can our listeners see Billy Shakespeare?
It's now available in Europe, Canada, on IndieRain.com, which is related to Indiegogo. And then you can also get it in the United States on Amazon.com.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to speak with me.
I'm Jim Elliott.
And I'm Garrett Vandermeer.
Thanks for listening to The State of Shakespeare.
Thanks for joining us for the State of Shakespeare podcast. We invite you to visit stateofshakespeare.com for more episodes, information about each of our guests, and the Shakespeare text you heard on the program, and much more. And we welcome you to join the discussion by liking us on Facebook. That's www.stateofshakespeare.com. Thanks for listening.